We'll go on to reports. The Texas Water Development Board, Tressa Olson, or anybody representing Texas Water Development Board, are you online? And there they are.
Hi, yes, I am. So sorry about that. Yeah, so Tressa is unable to make it today, so I will be in lieu of. So very brief updates on my end. I'll first start off with our available data. So on May 1st, the Future Conditions Cursory Floodplain Year 2060 Final Report became available on the Flood Planning webpage, Data Hub. On April 17th, the Future Conditions Cursory Floodplain Dataset became available on that same site. On March 14th, the updated Existing Conditions Cursory Floodplain Dataset also became available. Same site, same data hub. We also sent out a Q&A on the Infrastructure Assessment Toolkit, so keep a lookout for that. I believe it is also on our Flood Planning webpage. Let me know if you have trouble finding it. Flood Planning is also hosting a Chairs Conference call on May 30th. The topic is outreach, so lessons learned from Cycle 1, essentially. We are encouraging all the chairs to attend and present if they can. And lastly, recently, an email notice was sent out outlining the completed and accepted FIF Category 1 reports. They are now available for review and download on our website. The board approved the prioritization list for FMEs and FMPs. If at any point you can't find that data set or find the webpage, feel free to reach out to me or any of the other planners. And I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Cynthia. I'm the flood planner for Regions 1, 2, and 11. And I will pass it back to y'all. That's all I have.
Thank you, Cynthia. We appreciate you.
Any Absolutely.
Questions for Cynthia? I don't see any. We'll go on to our next report, which will be our regional planning sponsor, Pam.
I just have a couple of items here. I will be letting the new members, I will be following up with you on email and be on the lookout for that with details of, you know, what you need and just details of being a group member and my role and what your role is and how we communicate on that. It's a few, and a few other kind of administrative things. I will be posting the electric generating utilities position. If I don't get it done tomorrow, it'll be early next week. You'll see that going out and you'll see some emails on that. And we all, I think we currently have the large municipalities position still open. Those will be due by noon on May the 30th. So get those submittals then, please. And that's all I have.